include a focus on giving adequate information to patients, focus on communication skills training, a focus on an interaction between hospitals and primary care.
Right.
Some of these examples have really shown how you can improve patient experience across a hospital.
Okay, Carol, thank you. That is Carol Fenton. She's from Macmillan Cancer Support.
Now then, I'm going to talk about tuning a piano, which also, according to researchers, tunes the mind. The teams from University College London and Newcastle University found that listening to two notes played simultaneously caused structural changes in the brain and improved memory in particular. Sukhvinder Kumar is lead author of the research. Ty Aykroyd is a tuner himself at the Royal Academy of Music, and he's been tuning for 25 years. Sukhvinder, first of all, good afternoon.
Very good afternoon.
Fascinating research. So
yes,
you really found that listening to a note actually changed the brain.
Yes, exactly, yes. So in our group, basically based at Newcastle University and kind of in collaboration with the University College London, we basically kind of aim to understand how different aspects of sounds are processed in the brain. And piano tuning, as you know, is kind of very specialized listening task, actually. It's kind of, it requires a lot of practice listening to sounds and tuning the notes. So we just asked this question whether basically listening to this sound and doing this task again and again, whether are there any structural changes in the brain itself? And we did find that yes, so one part of the brain basically changes depending upon how many years a piano tuner has spent in his profession, yes.
Well, stay with us for a moment. Let's talk to Clive Aykroyd, a tuner at the Royal Academy of Music in London. Hello, Clive.
Good afternoon.
Well, there you are. Your brain has been finely tuned as well. It's good news,
yes,
isn't
it? Yes.
I just want to listen to what you listen to. We'll fade it after a few seconds, but let's have a listen to this. Effectively, Clive, isn't there actually, I'm rather interested in the whole business of what you do. Isn't there a little gizmo, a little instrument now you can just do this with? Do you really need to use, is your ear still the best judge?
It is, as far as I'm concerned, that the best tuning you can obtain is when you pitch it with a tuning fork and then you use your own ear.
Right.
And tune without these electronic gadgets. It's also a lot quicker.
Right, so there are electronic gadgets, but you
can
do
that. There are. I mean, it's disputable. Some people say that they can do it just as quickly, but I feel that when you tune instinctively, then you get a better sound to the instrument.
Was it early on? Presumably, you just have got a good. You're a good judge of the note, are you? And how did you acquire that habit, or when did it start?
Well, it comes with time, and when you first learn to tune a piano, you go through the simple stages of tuning unisons, and you listen for pitches and the octaves, and you have to start off by tuning a what we call an equal-tempered scale, which is where you start. It's basically spacing the notes in the middle of the piano so you can tune the octaves of the piano. And when you become proficient at it over years, then you can do that instinctively without really concentrating on the intervals of fourths and fifths. So, for instance, I tune with textures and colours rather than listening to and counting beats. I don't count beats, I hear the texture of the intervals and the notes. But when you start off, you do start off counting the notes and listening.
That sounds quite ethereal, that, Clive, really. So, Fender, that's interesting that he's, I mean, obviously Clive has trained his mind over a while. Isn't it possible that tuning, but all sorts of mental activity will actually refine the brain in some way?
Definitely. I mean, there are kind of other studies which have looked at some other skills as well. For example, there was a study in 2000 from University College London, like people taxi driving. So they also kind of require a special skill navigating kind of in space. So they also that study also reported that, you know, the part of the brain basically gets fine-tuned in relation to what they do, actually. And also, you know, there are other studies looking at, for example, people who meditate regularly and whether, you know, that also reflects kind of changes in the structure of the brain, yes.
No, that's interesting. Thank you very much indeed to both of you, Sukhvinder Kumar, who did the research, and Clive Aykroyd, who is a tuner at the Royal Academy of Music in London. And presumably as a result has a finely tuned brain as well. Thank you. It was interesting stuff. We were talking curiously, of course, earlier in the programme about sounds and sounds you like and sounds you don't like. Pete from...